Hi, welcome to Tidurigawa Bookmakers at tidurigawabookmakers.podbean.com. Thanks for dropping by. Today we're going to talk about Japanese binding again, this time with pictures. And let me try to explain what happened. I have
a novel
called The Priests of Hiroshima. It's kind of a time travel situation. And I was printing it out on my printer, and the printer decided to skip a page. They decided that page wasn't as interesting as the rest, so it just didn't print it. This led to all the other pages being messed up. So basically, it went from page 18 to 21, and then 21 to 23. I kind of needed all the pages. I don't know why. It's just a habit of mine of getting all the pages in the right order at the right time. So rather than throw away 200 and some odd pages, I cut them in half and used a Japanese binding, which is easier to do with single sheets. I mean, it has to be done with single sheets. So I made two books. I thought 200 pages was too much for one Japanese-style binding, so I divided it into 100 pages each, or maybe 60 pages each, 120. Anyway, it came out pretty good, and here are some pictures. If you go to the website at teidorigawabookmakers.podbean.com, and you can see what I'm talking about. You all probably know pretty well how to make a Japanese binding. You drill four holes where you want the spine to be, and then you put two extra holes in towards the top and the bottom. And through those holes is where you put the twisted piece of paper that helps support the text block. And then you take two other pieces of paper, small piece of paper, and you glue them to the corners at the top and the bottom of the spine. You glue it, that keeps it also together and strengthens it. And that was kind of exciting for me to do twice. I have only done the corner paper once before, but this time I did it twice, and it worked out quite well. I'm going to make some more like that. The only trouble with Japanese binding is the book doesn't open very well. It opens, and you can read it, but you really need to have thin paper so you can open it pretty wide. Coptic binding is complete opposite. You can open a Coptic binding almost 360 degrees, whereas Japanese binding, it's more restricted. Anyway, if you go to teidorigawabookmakers.podbean.com, you can see a couple of the pictures of the book. Here comes the drama. Thanks for listening. Thanks for putting up with me. See you again soon. Last month, I got an order for 1,000 fanzines that I needed to do Japanese binding on, and I worked really hard, and I'm about halfway through. I've got about 500 finished, and another 500 I'll be, and it's going a lot quicker than I thought. I think the client will be happy that I'll be finishing so quickly. Teidurigawa Bookmakers, how can you be helped?
Yeah, I called about a couple of weeks ago, and I said I had 1,000 fanzines I needed to be printed up, and you decided to do Japanese binding, and you're working really hard, and I'm sure you got a couple of hundred done.
I happen to have about 500 done.
500? Oh, well, that's very... Well, here's the thing. I don't need them anymore.
Excuse me?
I don't need them anymore. I can pay you a little bit. I know that you wanted to charge me a lot, and it would be like a collaborative effort, and you were learning this stuff and everything, but I just found out from the lawyers of the movie I was copying from that they kind of don't want me to do that anymore. I guess it's something about copyright or something like...
It's a fanzine, isn't it? Don't you think you could get rid of it to your friends and neighbors with a fanzine? I've got 500 copies of it.
Yeah, well, you see, I was going to sell it, and the lawyer said that would be a bad idea, and my lawyer said that would be a bad idea, so I'm not going to sell it, and I decided I was going to give it away. But the lawyers for the movie I was working writing about kind of said they would like all 500 copies so they could destroy it.
I see. So you're going to destroy 500 Japanese-bound fanzines because of some guy that went to law school.
Yep, that's the situation.
Tell you what, I'll give you 500, but I'm going to take the other 500 and I'll see what I can do with them, okay?
Okay, but don't blame me if lawyers come pounding on your door some dark night. Hello? Hello?
I'm beginning to see why censors would go after the publishers and the printers back in the old days, back in the Middle Ages, rather than after the writer. Because if they did what I'm doing now, I guess I would go after me too.